as part of our WILO Chamber of Commerce Leading In with 2020 Vision. We say good morning to Adam Shakes of the Purdue Extension. Adam, good morning. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great. How are you this morning?
We're doing great over here. We got Melissa and you, me to tag team you today.
Oh, great.
So this ought to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, my Absolutely. Partner in crime there.
Yeah.
So how are things going with the situation, especially with ag now? Is it getting any better from the coronavirus standpoint for you guys, or is it about the same, or where were you at?
Well, for starters, we got a good rain last night. That was probably the biggest blessing.
It was a little dry in certain spots.
Yeah, did you have your rain gauge out? Because I know ours isn't.
Yeah, I dumped almost an inch out here at the office, 9/10, and I think I got about an inch at home, which home's over by Richeville.
So, sure.
We were definitely starting to see some stress, and we needed that.
Yeah, the corn was actually starting to show some rolls in the leaves. I know I hadn't really looked at the beans much, but the corn was definitely stressing.
Yes. So, and I mean, this time of year, it's better to have it now. There's not a lot of leaf tissue to transpire, so it makes actually focuses more on putting roots down deeper, which will be more beneficial later in the year if it turns off dry in August.
Sure.
In that time, there'll be deeper roots. So it's not bad. I'd rather have it dry now, but the rain definitely helped.
Yep.
So.
What advice would you give your fellow farmers and ag people right now dealing with what we, do you recommend wearing a mask every day? Do you recommend the social distancing? What all are you recommending for everybody?
I still encourage a face covering for CDC guidelines, just to help control, if you've got germs, keep them in contained, but also keep other germs from hopefully getting to you if that situation should arise. Social distancing, we're still not shaking hands, maybe a fist bump, but trying to stay maybe on opposite sides of the truck bed while you're visiting still, and just trying to keep some space. We're not out of the woods yet on this, so want to keep keep best practices going forward.
I noticed there are a lot of people who are starting to shake hands more so now and do some things they used to do than not anymore. Have you seen that in your area or not?
That's just been the symbol of saying hello for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a hard habit to break. I'm guilty as well. But it's something, I feel like consciously we need to still not be probably doing quite as much, especially with people that are more susceptible to the virus.
That's true. And also, I think one reason why people are being a little bit less resistant is the fact if they know the individual and the group of people they hang around with, I think they're more easily saying, let's go ahead and shake hands and we'll deal with it afterwards, as long as it's not a long, prolonged greeting.
Exactly. Yep. Yep. So.
So.
Yeah, things are moving along. I think they're still trying to get the pork thing straightened out. I know there's still some barns around that are pretty full. They're trying to
find a market for them, get them moved.
Yeah, they're moving some pigs. If somebody needs some help, there's been the BOA, the Board of Animal Health, and Indiana Pork. They've been kind of working with growers, moving pigs around the country to fill in. Right now, I heard that the processing plants that generally process sows and boars and abnormal pigs are actually using them to process the regular finished hogs to try to get this back on track, to get some of these barns cleaned out. So I think that's helpful. The problem is the guys that need to get rid of sows and boars are struggling.
Right.
They're at least trying to get the majority of the hogs worked back through.
Well, I know around here, a lot of them have been shipping out of state just because there's so many.
Yes.
To get them moved.
All over the country.
Yeah, definitely.
trying to find some barns and find a bed for them somewhere.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, for sure. So, yeah, other than that, I mean, I think everybody kind of got their first cutting of hay done. And up next, I guess, is the wheat coming on. So anybody that's got some wheat, it's probably getting close to time to start into that project.
Yeah, I noticed a lot of it's turning. up around us. You know, I don't live that far from you, so
yeah,
we've got, there's quite a bit up around us that has started turning. Now, I haven't been, have you been over towards Tippecanoe and that area lately?
Yeah, I've been over around Colfax, Mulberry area lately. It's kind of all looking about the same.
Okay, I was going to say, sometimes they get theirs out a little earlier than we do, and I haven't even been up in Carroll County to see what everything looks like up there, because they're usually a couple of weeks ahead of us.
Yeah, I haven't been. If it doesn't, it seems like anymore, if it doesn't happen in Clinton County, I don't really know much about it.
Yeah, I understand.
In a way, that's probably good for you in a lot of ways.
Yeah, no, I totally understand.
Adam, are you happy with the way the Fair Council's got things getting ready to go for the fair coming up next month?
I do. I'm pretty excited. I actually went down there yesterday. We had a big pallet of equipment supplies come in, so I had to go unload those with the tractor and put those away. We've got some gates that came in. I'm really excited about the way this is all coming together. Everybody's working together to make this a good event. They had livestock shows there this last weekend, and I heard they had an excellent turnout and things went well, so I don't see any reason that the fair can't happen that way too.
Yeah, I think we'll be good. For people who don't know, Adam's actually going to be my partner in crime throughout fair week, because we're going to actually be broadcasting a lot more than normal. We're going to be putting a lot of, because of the restrictions and everything, and a lot of families not going to be able to come in and watch the kids' show, we're actually going to be putting a lot of it on Hoosierland TV.
I think we said yesterday there was 8 shows, I think.
Yeah, I believe we've got 8 scheduled, plus then we're also going to try and film some of the smaller stuff and put it up later.
Yeah.
The videos will be up later, so Adam has been appointed.
He's been drafted.
He kind of got drafted, basically.
Long cold.
To help with all that, so make my life a little easier. So
we've got good relationships, so it was just a good fit. Hopefully
it will.
We'll see how much trouble we'll get into.
You guys will be fine. Adam, anything else you want to add before we let you go?
Yeah, I would like to just put a bug out there for anybody that's needing some applicator credits. That's kind of up in the air this year. A lot of people are maybe questioning how they're going to get their continued education credits since a lot of the in-person events have been canceled. And generally we have an area field day every year in July. And this year we're not going to have that in person. I struggle with calling it a virtual field day. A field day should be in the field, or a field day should be in the field.
Yep.
So I'm just calling it a virtual agronomy training. We're going to have that in August. So anybody that needs certified crop advisor credits, commercial applicator credits, I've got Category 1, RT, and even a Category 4 for seed treatments approved. And then so it'll be 4 different sessions. They're an hour. The first 3 are an hour each and spread out over 2 weeks. The last session is a 2-hour session, and that'll be a private applicator session as well. So anybody that needs PARP credits, you can log on. It'll be a Zoom. We'll have a registration link, and you can then log on and watch the presentation and get your credits that way.
All right. So. Sounds good.
And for anybody who doesn't know, Adam is actually part of our CCDN, Clinton County Daily News. You can go on into the agriculture link, and Adam has his spot on there, and so does the rest of the Purdue Extension. But he'll have, I'm sure you'll have all that posted on there too.
Yep, once all the marketing's finalized and the links and everything, absolutely, we'll get that put on there for sure, and Facebook and our county website. But I just wanted to put a bug out there because August will be here before we know it. So.
Oh, yeah. No kidding.
Don't remind us.
Don't push it, man. Yeah, we got to get through county fair first.
We got to get up through all those fairs. We got 3 of them in 1 week coming up here. So.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Okay. Be a sleep fast kind of week, right?
It will be. Yeah. Little sleep. That's the problem. Adam, thanks a lot for everything. Take care, and we'll catch a little bit further down the line, okay?
Sounds good. Thank you, guys.
All right. Take care of yourself. Yep. All right.
You too. See you.
Bye-bye. That's been our leading with 2020 vision as part of our venture with the Chamber of Commerce. So we've been doing that. We've had Adam Shanks on here. We got about 6 minutes left before we start the second half of the show with Kim Stevens and Shan Sheridan. So 659-3338 and 1-800-447-4463 are the numbers.